Okay, today's shiur is Zechariah Perek Dalet, as we continue the nevuos of Zechariah. And remember, as Rashi said at the beginning of Zechariah, some of these nevuos are satum. We don't understand them. And even in this perek, we have something maybe that's very unique, that is unique in the world of Navi, that the Navi himself says, I don't understand. But that was the first Rashi that we had in the Sefer. Stuma hi ma'od. Stima hu ma'od ve'en anu yuchon la'amod alamitas pitrono ad yavo mor tzedek, until the Moreh comes and teaches us. This is the famous vision of the menorah, which is the haftorah of Parshas Baaloscha, relating to Baaloscha Saneros, and the haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah, says the Navi, Vayasha, and again, what is this referring to? So some say this is referring to Bayesheni, that's what some say, the Rashi, and then the Radak, the Abravanel says maybe it's also, some of it is referring to Yemos HaMashiach. So it says the Navi, Vayashav HaMalach HaDover, remember there are a number of Malachim and messengers that are talking and showing Zechariah. So the Malach that was speaking to me says, Vayeireni Ke'ish Asher Yeir Mishnah So, and he wakes me up like a man wakes somebody from their sleep. Vayomer Elai Ma'ata Ro'eh, and he says to me, Nu, what do you see? Va'omar, Ra'isi V'nei Menorah Zahav Kula, I see a golden menorah, V'gula Al Rosha, with a bowl on top, V'shiva Neroseha Aleha, and seven Neros Aleha on it, Shiva V'shiva Mutsakos La'Neroh D'Asher Al Rosha, there are seven pipes coming out or going into the seven Neros, a lot of gold and a lot of seven, so maybe seven times seven, 49 levels of wisdom. But this is the vision. Again, sevens, like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had seven branches also. The Radak said seven is every point in the physical world has six directions from it, and the midpoint that holds it together. Va'olam sheis tzla'os v'shlosha meisharim u'balat tzla'os hu'ashvi'iv hu'anekuda v'chein guf kol davar. Seven is symbolizes nature and teva, as we know, the weeks and the seven colors of a rainbow. A lot of seven. But what does it symbolize? The menorah symbolizes or, the Malbim says, is referring to the future when there's going to be so much or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clarity of vision of the divine. That is what he sees. That's what's symbolized by the menorah. Hamenorah Romezes, says the Malbim, Al Or Hashem Hameir Laolam Kula Bechvodo Ubeishi Yizra Kvod Hashem Behochu Kulam Laoro Kvod Hashem Yizgala Behod Vahadar Bechavod Ulisav Ares. Right? It's going to be shown and revealed to all. Ushnaim Zeisim Aleha, the Navi continues, there are two olive trees that are on top of this menorah. Echad miyamin hagula ve'echad al smola, one to the right of the big bowl on top, and one to the left. Va'an va'omar la'malach hadover bi'lemar, and I said to the malach, ma'ele adoni, and I said, I don't understand, what are these olive trees? Va'yana malach hadover bi va'yomar la'lo yadata ma'him ma'ele, you know what it is. Va'omar lo adoni, I said, I don't know. Interesting, what's the conversation exactly going on here? What was he bothered by? What was so unusual? So he saw olive trees, but what was so unusual? So Rashi says they were being squeezed by themselves. Me'alehem. Right? It wasn't that anybody was squeezing them. Ma'zesh azesim nimsakim me'alehem. Vashemen ba el haneros me'elav. The olives were squeezed, were harvested, and the oil flowed into the neros. That's what's understood what the message is by Zechariah. Again, some point out, Rav Rivlin talks about this a little bit in his Haftar. Remember the menorah in the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand it, and it was a lot of work to make it miksha and to figure it out. Hashem had to help him. Here, it's happening by itself. It's happening me'alehem. The Pri Tzadik says that maybe this is, Rav Tzadok says, that this is a reference, as many say, the Netziv writes in many places, the menorah is symbolizing the Or of Torah, and Torah, specifically Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, says the Pri Tzadok in Baaloscha, Menorah Zahav, he Torah Shebal Peh, She'ikar his pashtusa hitchila bebavel. At this time, this is when the Torah Shebal Peh was written, this is when Mishnah was put together, Aydei Achik Nesagadola, Hazakein and Vanavim, Ubeneim Gam Zachariah Vizru Bavel. This is when Torah Shebal Peh was really, being solidified, Mishnah and then Gemara, Ube Torah Shebal Peh Matzino, and we know that by Torah Shebal Peh, that one only is zochet to it through Aydei Yegiyah Rabbah. Yegiyah Rabbah, the Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noach discusses, that was Naaseh V'Nishma. They were ready to say Naaseh V'Nishma on Torah Shebechsav, but Torah Shebal Peh is so hard, one has to be, one has to push and be committed and work very hard. Yegiyah Rabbah, Tsar Gadol, V'Nidudei Shena, right, not sleep so much. Her Hashem Yisparach L'Zachariah, Ki Torah Shebal Peh, Shei Menorah Zohav, Av Sha'adam Tzorach Lamo Baharbek, De La Siga. Even if you work very hard and you finally get it, Don't think that it's because of your efforts. B'chol zos eino zocheba b'kochas atzmo. Ela be'ikir masha kodesh baruch hu mashpia lo chachma v'seichel b'matana. As much as and as hard as you work, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately gives it to you b'matana. And that's what Shnayim Zeisim allow, the chachma of the olives that are on top, and they're being given me'eleha, me'eleha. It's not that dafka from your work, that's what it comes, it's me'eleha, and that's the hidden message that is being shown to Zechariah. But again, the Malach says, you know, and the Malach of Zechariah says, I don't know. Vayan v'yomer Eli lemar, and he said to me, Zed devar Hashem al Zerubbabel lemar, this is what you should say to Zerubbabel, right, the one that's holding the legacy of David HaMelech, lo v'chayal v'lo b'koach, ki im baruchi, amar Hashem svakos. Not with chayal, not with strength, and not with koach, ki im baruchi, it's all with ruchi, it's all softly, amar Hashem svakos. Right, what does that mean? Lo v'chayal v'lo b'koach, ki im baruchi. So again, Rashi says it means that this Beis HaMikdash that is being built, it's not going to be through strength, it's not going to be through fighting the wars like it was the first time with Yeshua. It's going to be, they're going to give you rishus. They're going to give you rishus. Ani etain, Rashi says, ani etain ruchi al dar yavesh, v'yaniach lachem livnos v'lasos kol tzarcha yetzias habinyam mishalo. He's going to help, just like they gave the permission, so the permission is going to be given again, and all of your enemies that are stopping you from building are going to go away. The Barbanel says maybe it's referring to lasilavo. Lasilavo is going to happen. The Rav Chaim quoted in a number of sources, quoted in the Rides Yitzchak. I'll read it to you here from the Nefesh HaRav, where Soloveitchik discusses Rav Shachter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, from Rav's grandfather, Rav Chaim, what is the conversation between Zechariah and the Malach and the olive that is coming again, Memela, it's coming Me'alehem. The discussion was about the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. We know Kedusha Rishona, Kishol L'Shaita, Velo Kishol Asalavo. The Rambam holds it did not last, but the second one did last. The second Kedusha did last. And why did that Kedusha did last? Because that was based on Chazaka, the Rambam says, and not Kibush. As he says in Hilchas Beis HaBechira. What does that mean? So explains the Reb Chaim, Ach Zehaya Tama Anavi, Shara Yada, Shebetkufas Abayi Sheni, Lotia Malchus Yisrael, Yimei HaShmonoim. He knew this wasn't going to be a perfect Beis HaMikdash, and one that was going to be so much Kedusha and Shechina. And the Kuna Gedolo will be Yared Ma'od, Yashara Kain Lo Haven Anavi Zacharias, Kavanas Nevuaso, Shara Yada Meirosh, Lo Haisa, Tkufas Bayi Sheni, Tkufa Kim Mazhira, Be Historia Shal Beis HaMikdash. And the Malach says, Shekom Hashemar Eyu Hakol Koyat Kufas Bayishlishi Shibanim B'Meir V'Yameinu. Bayisheni is just a beginning of what's going to be in Bayishlishi, and it's not going to be done through kibush, but it's going to be done through chazaka and settlement, and that's what's meant by chayil. Shekedushas, that's what's meant by ruach. Shekedushas amikdash einenim, you said it's al kibush melchama. Kiyim al etzema uvda, sheshvet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shekinasa b'amakam ahu, ubetikuvetz Ezra v'Nechemya, af kedushas aris gam kinasas b'ofan hazeh. Right, the kedusha, if it's been pointed out, that the original kedusha, the first one, when Yeshua went in, it was from out to in. They got closer and closer and closer, and finally built the Beis HaMikdash. Here in Bayisheni, it was they started with the Beis HaMikdash. They built that, and then it radiated out. So all the Kedusha flows from within and then goes out. And that's what's discussed here by Reb Chaim. He thinks that's the conversation that is going on. Reb Zevin also writes in Latar V'Lamoadim in Parshas Chukas that this message has to be by every Rebbe and every parent. Right? Lo b'koach. And that's he talks about in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock, that everybody has different influences. The influence, whenever one is trying to give some type of tochacha or some type of message, then one has to know the person talking and the person's hearing it. He says, Libo shaladam tchunas shonoslo, a heart. There are many different tchunot of a heart. Halev mitchazek, it could be strengthened, hardened. By Yechazek Hashem Lev Paro. Halev misrachech, halev could be softened. Al yerach lavavchem. Halev nikra, kiru lavavchem v'abegdechem. Halev ke'evan, vasirosi es lev ha'evan mipsarchem. Right, the lev could be a lot of different things. Okeela va'ela, o tchunos menugadas mefuratosham. Right, many tchunos of a heart. But that's only the mushpa, but the mashpia also. Yesh ve'etzem tivo shalom mashpia hu laharif tal tchiyah v'gishmina davos mitoch ava mitoch ishtatfus. There are some that can inspire mitoch achven chemla, and some are more fire and brimstone. So one has to know when these two kochos meet, the mashpia and the mushpa, how to express it. So says Rav Zevin there, the Akadosh Moshe Rabbeinu was meant to use the ki im baruchi. Lo b'chayav lo b'koach muvano af benogea klapei panim. Klapei tzinoros ha'ashpa ha'mutamim l'klei ha'kibul shel ha'am. V'iksha oref kamasha yakim beruchi. Tamid tzarech ladas l'mtsoat nitivot ha'ashpa'a al hador b'emsoas ha'dibur harach. Afilu shi'ador kasha kisela. Even if the door is hard like a rock, one has to know how to express and how to give it over. So that's lo b'chayav lo b'koach kiyim beruchi. Mi ata, now the pasuk continues, mi ata ara gadol lefnei Zerubbabel amishar. Who is the great mountain in front of Zerubbabel? That mountain can be made into a plain, could be flattened. What does that mean? It means all the enemies in building the Beis HaMikdash from within the Jews, Jewish community from without, they will all be removed. The Radak says, kagon neged Sanballat v'chaveirav hasotnim imtia kahar gadol, they won't be able to stop him from doing the malacha. As the Gemara says, that there's whether the Sahara looks like a mountain, looks like something big, something small. But again, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Deshmaya, Hashem flattens it. And he'll take the Evan, Pashas is talking about Zerubbabel, he'll take the stone that will build the Beis HaMikdash upon it, and then everybody will be very happy. The Klei Yakar and Pashas Vayetze, which stone is this? Ha-Evan, which stone is this? Let's think back to the stones by Yaakov Avinu. As we know, Rashi quotes the Gemara that all the stones were fighting with each other. We all wanted to become one stone. Remez la'asid al derech shekatzav Rav Amorish lakach el makash brachu makom zeh sheimokom mikdash veheicha melech. Why in the Torah does not say where Yerushalayim is, where the Beis Hamikdash is going to be, so the Shvatim don't fight about it? Kedei shelo yemeriva bein Shvatim ki kol shevet yirtza b'makom ha'mekudash ahu. Every shevet would want the Beis Hamikdash to be in their place. Every Shevet wanted the Beis Hamikdash to be in their place. But when David bought the Goren from Aravna, he collected money from all of the Shvatim. Im came Riva Zu Shaisa ben Avadim, Venasa Lasof Evan Achas, Zea Os Umofes Al Ha'asid, Shekacha Tia Riva ben Avne Nezer, Yudbe Shifte Ka, Kol Shevet Amar, Alayaniach Tzadiko Shalolam. We want the Beis Hamikdash. And what's going to happen? Losof Nasu Le'Evan Achas. Aydei Shagava David Azam and Kulam. David collected from all of them. Yal Evan Zen Nomar, Bebinyan Sheni, Fahotius Evan Arosha. Right, that's the pasuk in Zechariah. Ratzalomar Oso Shoyam Arash Osof Shoy Yaakov. That same stone that was under the head of Yaakov. Hotziul Yaseid Vosechal Hashem. Doesn't mean they're literally the same stone or the same idea. Taking from all the Shvatim and bringing them all together with the stone. Fa'asa Yaakov Imenu Mita L'Shachivav Liosimin Shezeya Mitaso Shalashlomo Melech Shashalom Shelo. So that is the Evan that was used here in the Bayishen. That's the end of the Haftorah of Baloska that has to do with the menorah. But we continue here in this parak. The hands of Zerubbabel will make the foundations. He'll be successful. And through this, when you build the Mikdash, you will know and realize, once it's built, retroactively, you'll know that I was the one that sent you. Who is going to be upset and call this a small day? The Sabko, they'll be happy. Rashi says, even those who, as the Pesukim describe elsewhere, even those that remember the first Beis HaMikdash and think that this is a Beis HaMikdash, but again, they'll still be happy also, says the Rashi. Mi baz lavoa sheyusar abayis asher huktan beineyem, kamo shenema v'rabe me'akonim asher ro as abayis arishon, b'yesto ze abayis beineyem bochim b'chol gadol, were crying, and chagai, halo kamo ka'ayin beineyem, yismichu ata, they'll still be happy, k'sheyiros ha'evan abadil, Hatluya b'chut ha'mishkolos, when they see the building going on, because it's a Beis HaMikdash, nonetheless. V'roas ha'evan abadil, b'yad Zerubbabel, shiva eile, eine Hashem heima mishotetim b'chol ha'aretz. The eyes of Hashem will be mishotet b'chol ha'aretz. There'll be hashgacha that is clear. That's what the menorah symbolized earlier, whether it means the R of Torah or the R of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spreading the light. V'an v'omer elav ma'ashne azisama eile. Now he asks again, what are the olive trees on the right and on the left? On Shanis Vomarilov. And I asked again, we don't exactly know what this means, right? Also, olives next to the pipes of gold, that are pouring out gold. What is all this referred to? Again, what's the right and the left? So another point, the Rinas Yitzchak notes here based on the Svarno. The Svarno says, at the beginning of Baloscha, what does it mean, the right and the left? So the Svarno says, the Kanim on the right symbolize the Talmidei Chachamim or Oskim BaTorah, and the three on the left symbolize those who are Tomchei Torah, those who support Torah. And the Malach showed that there's oil going into both, and that's what it was hard to the Navi to understand. What it means that they're equal, and also, the question that we had before, not only that they're equal, but it also happens with Mela. It all happens that Kilu it's squeezed by itself. Lefize Yishloma, Shukshal Navi, Loma Yezai is Gam Al Smol, HaMenorah. Sheberabis Latomech Torah Shitzorach Lasuk Bemalacha. Falzeon Alo Amalach Sheela Bene Yitzar Vahulu, Shagama Tomech Torah, Enu Zoche Bekoach Atzmo. It's also has to be looked at Ki'ilu. Hashem gave it to me. It's a matana. It's not kochi votsim yadi. Vaser lo lachshav kochi votsim yadi asachai lazeh. Elakol miadon akol la'aretz sheberchu ba'osher. So putting this together with the pre-tzaddik earlier, whether it's the Torah that one works hard in or in the parnasa that one works hard in, so both of those have to be has to be a recognition that it's all ultimately from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if I do the work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives the ultimate, you know, I do my ishtalos. I think we've quoted in the past the story of the Panovich Rav, who once went to collect money from someone, and he gets a check, and he says, thank you very much, and he puts the check in his pocket, and the host that was driving him around, I heard the story from him, he said that the Panovich Rav, he didn't even look at the amount of the check. So he says to him, you're not going to look how much it was? He says, why should I look? He says, what do you mean? He says, I did my ishtavlus. I did whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give me, I give me. You know, whether it's a lot, whether it's a little. You know, it's not up to me. HaKadosh Baruch, I do what I have to do. So he didn't even look. He was just so clear. This message of the olives getting pressed by themselves. Like, I do the work, and I try to lie, but the olives pressed by themselves, that is something that he illustrated to us. So again, the Zechariah says at the end, I don't understand what this is talking about, what this means. And again he says, you know. And he says, I don't know. These are the two B'nai Yitzhar. Yitzhar from the word, right, Dog and Tears for Yitzhar, oil, anointed men. Ha'omdim al ha'adon kal ha'aretz. That is standing, right, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are these men? Rashi says, Shnei B'nai Yitzhar, Karen Kehuna u'malchus. Hanim Shachim b'Shem HaMishcha. It's talking about the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. Both of those are anointed with the Shem HaMishcha. That's who is standing. They weren't anointed. Wasn't the Shemana Mishcha put away in earlier generations? Okay, but they have the status of Nimshach Shemana Mishcha, and that the Radak says even more specifically, Veim Zerubbabel v'Yoshua. Those two, the Karbanei Yitzar Lafisha Nimshachu b'Shemana Mishcha Zeh LeMelucha v'Zeh LeKehuna. That was this. The Beshachachma writes in the end of Parsha Sav. Interesting, putting them together. He says that the Rambam has an interesting halacha. The Rambam says in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash. Kohen Gadol hayelo bayis biYerushalayim, veino zaz misham laolam. Kohen Gadol had his house in Yerushalayim. He doesn't leave. He's in the base of Mikdash most of the time. I mean, that's earlier. The Rambam says bayis yeh muchalo beMikdash vo anikra lishkas Kohen Gadol v'tifarto v'kvodo shi'e yoshi beMikdash kol hayom v'lo yetsi el lebeso bilvad balayla. Osha Oshatayim Bayom. V'yeh beso biYerushalayim veino zaz misham. So not only does he have a place in the base of Mikdash, he has a place in Yerushalayim. What's the source for the Rambam? The Meshech Chachma says, Betach Matzeh Zeh Rabbeinu Meizeh Makom. Must be that he had a place. But either way, whatever the source was, the Meshech Chachma discusses then, so that the Kohen Gadol's place is in Yerushalayim, and the king's place is in Yerushalayim, they are both the team that have to stay in HaKadosh Baruch Hu city. Matovu Manaim Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, Heima HaKohen Gadol Sheb Yerushalayim, V'Hamelech HaYoshe B'Tzion, Hiir David, U'Kamosha Amar Zachariah, Ela Shnei B'nei Yitzar. These are the two that have the B'nei Yitzar, and they are the ones that are the anointed ones. So they are the two that Zechariah sees in his dream. We know there's a separate mitzvah daraisa of the Shemana Mishcha, separate mitzvah zasei of Mishicha, making the Shemana Mishcha. That's the language of the Sefer Achinuch, La'asos Shemen HaMishcha. Al inyan shesivs haTorah la'asoso, to make the Shemana Mishcha, right? That's the language of the Chinuch. If you look in the Rambam, mitzvah lamed hey, his language is shetzivanu sheyisu. I'm sorry, lamed hey, shetzivanu sheyihiyeh lanu shemen asui ala miskones hamiyuchedes muchan lemshoach bo kol kohen gadol sheyismaneh. It's a mitzvah to have it ready. To have it ready. It doesn't say to make it. To have it ready. Why does the Rambam say that? It could be because Chazal tell us that it never ran out. never ran out. It wasn't that there was they would ever have to naked again. Moshe Rabbeinu made it, and that's it. And they used it until as long as they had to use it. So again, but the Rambam's lashon is that it's a mitzvah to have it. So even to guard it once you have it, that is also part of the mitzvah. The Rambam says. But again, back to the chinuch, she emuchan lemshoach bo kol kohen gadol kashiyas maneh kemoshe kasu v'kohen gadol sheyitzak abrosho v'chein moshkin bo ksas hamalachim. And also we're moshech some of the malachim, different rules about Malchus Beis David, and if there's a machlokas, different rules the Gemara talks about in Harios. V'chein gam kein mashru bo akelim shal beis hamikdash v'litzarchu l'mshoach la'asid ela ba'avoda yizkatshu. But after that, once it was put away, it was the avoda mechad chasan, not the mishicha mechad chasan. But that's all referred to and alluded to in this pasuk of Shnei B'nei Yitzar, the two B'nei Yitzar that Zechariah saw in his vision. Okay, we'll stop here. Perek Daled.